Hello, you are listening to High Blood Pressure Wellness Lifestyle Podcast with Donna Williams. Do you know calcium is the most abundant mineral in your body, and it is 2% of your total body weight? Yes, it is. To prove how important it is, calcium helps to regulate the heartbeat and is required for healthy bones, strong teeth, muscle contractions, blood clotting, and the release of important neurotransmitters. So today, let's dig deep and discover how important calcium is to our body as a whole, the connection it has to our blood pressure, and let's also learn more about the power of targeted nutritional supplements for our health. I am Donna Williams, your certified holistic health coach. I teach the principles of clean eating, and I am offering a short Whole Foods cleanse program. And it is a process, it's a 5-day process in transforming your health life and help in the resetting of your eating habits. And that is before the holiday hits. So this would be a great program to join now. Today's topic is on some of the top plant-based sources of calcium that you're going to love and enjoy at this time of the year. So let's get started on today's topic. Plant-based sources are an excellent way to get your daily dose of calcium. And don't you ever underestimate the power of targeted nutritional supplements. Let me tell you about Joan. Joan, she joined a targeted nutritional supplement, and I want to tell you what it did for her. I read about her. She was a patient of a Dr. Julian Whitaker. He's the author of Reversing Diabetes and Heart Disease. And I'll be summarizing here because it's a detailed and long story. Joan's story began over a 10-year period. She was taking a low-dose beta blocker that was controlling her blood pressure. But she was constantly tired. Her hands and feet were always cold, and she was experiencing occasional numbness and tingling in her fingers. So as her symptoms worsened, she started taking alternative to her medications, which would require her to take them for the rest of her life, and she didn't find that appealing. So she enrolled in Dr. Whitaker's medical-run week-long program and was placed on a comprehensive nutritional supplements program of vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acid, herbs, and coenzyme Q10. And of course, they had her exercising daily and eating a diet designed to lower blood pressure, just like my Overcome High Blood Pressure and Thrive coaching program. Dr. Whitaker took her off her prescribed medication during the week she was there and observed her blood pressure. He was trying to get a baseline, or I don't know what he was trying to do. He's a medical doctor here, so he knows what he's doing. So he took her off the week-long her medication while she was at his clinic. With the lifestyle changes, her blood pressure remained normal. After a week, she left the program with recommendations for targeted nutritional supplements and the continuation of what she was eating and doing for that week. Imagine that. Just after a week, she was able to maintain normal blood pressure levels. And when she returned 2 years later for a follow-up, they found that her circulation was great and her energy was even better than before. So you can see what can happen when you're eating a combination of the right foods and supplements. That's why for today I chose the topic. I wanted to talk to you about some of the top plant-based sources of calcium that you can enjoy and include into your meal plan. These plant-based sources of calcium will help provide you with optimal health that is necessary for normal sodium-potassium balance. And best of all, it is instrumental in both blood pressure regulation and insulin utilization. Calcium is essential for many functions. And these functions include healthy bones and teeth. And while most people think of dairy products as the primary source of calcium, several plant-based foods can provide you with plenty of this important mineral. Let's look at some of the best plant-based source of calcium and why they are so important. Let's start with almonds. I love almonds. It is a great source of calcium, and I munch on them all the time. And I add them to my salads, and you can too. But it has other beneficial vitamins and minerals. Just one serving, we're talking a quarter cup, provides approximately 105 milligrams of calcium and about 10% of the recommended daily use. Almonds are also high in vitamin E, magnesium, zinc, fiber, and so much more nutrients and vitamins. All the nutrients that help support your healthy bones. Almond makes a great snack on their own, so you can add it to salads or other dishes to boost the flavor and the nutrition. Next is kale. Kale is one vegetable that should be part of your diet if you're trying to get more calcium. This vegetable, though, should be eaten in moderation. I've been hearing lately of individuals having certain reaction to eating too much kale. I mostly saute my kale when I'm having it, and I do not have it raw. But not only does it contain 45 milligrams per cup, but it is also packed with antioxidants that help protect against disease. Kale can be added to smoothies or juiced for an extra nutrient boost or tossed into salads for added crunch and flavor. And then I love beans and lentils. Beans and lentils are widely known to be excellent source of dietary fiber and protein, which I love to add to my soups. However, these healthy legumes can also be often overlooked as a rich source of calcium. Beans and lentils offer a convenient way, let's say a convenient and easy way to bolster your calcium. And they're usually cost-effective and accessible options that contribute to an overall balanced diet. And it's always there to use. And it's cost-effective. And then there's tofu. Some people like tofu and some people don't. But to me, it depends on how it is cooked. Tofu is a soy product made from curdled soy milk and is a great plant-based protein and calcium source. One cup contains 10% of the recommended daily value of calcium, with about 350 milligrams per serving. Tofu can be used in stir fries, soup, sandwiches, salads, or any other dish you like. Make sure you pair it with other plant-based sources, such as nuts and seed, to maximize your intake. Almonds, kale, tofu, and other foods like sesame seeds, fortified orange juice, and oatmeal are all great sources that will provide you with plenty of this essential mineral, while also supplying additional vitamins and minerals that may be missing from your diet. But you might be asking why I'm talking so much about nutritional supplements. I want you to know there are many factors that rob your body of nutrients. These include long-term prescribed drugs, aging, chronic dieting, smoking, diabetes, and other diseases. Then there are lifestyle stressors and even the environment we live in. At times, the body experiences nutritional deficiencies. And I have learned over the years that hypertension is caused in part by deficiencies and imbalances of certain nutrients within the body. That's why the first step of my wellness program, or any wellness program, is to implement a combination of certain foods and supplements. And I highly recommend getting your supplements, or as much as possible, from plants, because plant-based sources of vitamins and minerals don't carry any side effects. And there's no way you can do that in excess. It is the cornerstone for reversing high blood pressure. The Public Health Service states that dietary and nutritional factors are implicated in most of the leading causes of death here in the USA. And the diseases I'm referring to are cardiovascular disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes. With this in mind, it is clear dietary imbalances are a major contributor to high blood pressure and other degenerative disease. So I urge you to take extra steps to ensure that your nutritional needs are met. And of extreme importance, the older you are, the more important it is for you to be taking nutritional supplements. Because as we age, our digestive systems are not as efficient as when we were younger. So our digestive system is not extracting the nutrients from our foods as well as how it used to. That puts you at an increased risk of degenerative disease. That's why I'm inviting you to try my 5-day whole food cleanse before the holidays. You will lose some weight. You will be beneficial in the vitamins and minerals that you will be eating. So you will build and balance out your imbalances of nutrition that is within your body. And I'm looking forward to seeing you starting our fall whole food cleanse. I thank you for listening to High Blood Pressure Lifestyle Podcast today. And if you find this episode helpful, please take a moment to like this podcast and leave a 5-star review. And tell your friends and family about us. So again, I'm asking you to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks again and bye. See you next week.